The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. There's a huge problem when politics are tied to religion. The GOP has shown that it's no dummy in successfully tying family values, religion, morality into political dialogue. They were smart. It's not that they believe in family values, because clearly they don't, in relegating so many families who are middle class into poverty, in taking away the jobs from so many American families, in not being sure that children have food in schools and have enough food at home so that they can remain healthy. So their issue truly isn't family values, but they've been able to capture that slogan and to tie it successfully to their own political agenda. The religious right has bought into the rhetoric without really examining the substance behind the political campaigns. When I hear that this particular campaign is close, I can only shake my head in disbelief and think, how can there be a divide of something like 49% for Obama and 44% for Romney Ryan, when only 1% of the population makes enough money that they should ever be on the side of the Republicans? I'm looking at the income levels. I believe they said the top 2% make over $125,000. So even if you take that, you still shouldn't have 44% for a Romney Ryan ticket. They're not looking at what a person is going to do. They're instead banking on the fact that these are good Christian people who are going to support their religious values, when clearly that's not the case. Clearly, if they look at what they do believe in and what they're promoting in their platforms, they will see that there is no way Romney and Ryan are in any way on their side. So I am exhausted by caring so much. I am beyond exasperated seeing how so many people follow blindly along, thinking that they've got to be against Obama. Obama has been vilified since he took office, and from the very moment that Rush Limbaugh said, "I hope he fails," the Obama word has been tied derisively to Obamacare, which is a program which has allowed millions of Americans who had no medical care to now get preventive health care at no cost, which has shepherded in some of the people who most need health care. How is that not Christian? Why is no one thinking through the words that are out there? Why is no one examining further what is being told to them? And now that the Citizens United decision has come down from the Supreme Court, allowing corporations to anonymously give to campaigns, we have very slick ads out there that blatantly lie. It doesn't seem like the truth in advertising is in effect at all anymore. Journalists no longer fact check before they report something. They will take it straight out of the can and put it straight out there on the air. And Americans who are either too busy, too lazy, too tired, too sick, who just don't know any different, they listen to it, they take it in, and a lot of them believe what they're being told, no matter how dishonest it is, how misleading it is. It's in seeing that things are contorted and distorted that the good people, the more somebody is a good person, the more they are taking hits that are below the belt, that are dishonest, that are designed to bring them down, when in truth we need more and more people who are like that. We need people who care. We need people who do put the common man, the regular Joe, the everyday American first. We're not seeing that anymore. If anybody who is not wealthy is voting Republican, they are sorely misled. Because what they're going to see is the end of the programs, the safety net that's been out there to help people so that we all don't hit bottom at the same time. What happens to us when more people are on the streets than we can feed? Does anybody care that people die in the streets? Does anybody care that we die needlessly to the tune of supposedly over 100,000 people a year dying from preventive conditions or conditions that could be easily treated if people just had access to health care? There is a dismantling of the United States of America as it was set up to be. It was supposed to be a government that was for the general welfare, that promoted the general welfare. But that's not what we're seeing today. Things are being miscast. Words are being used in a way to create fear, to create anger, hatred, misunderstanding, judgment, intolerance, bigotry, bias, prejudice, and hatefulness. And it's terrible to see this happening. We need to seriously get a grip. We need to see we are not in danger except by our own government, except by the people who have most of the money and thus who have most of the power and who are going to see to it that they continue to take more and more of our money and keep more and more power. We have men telling women what they can and can't do with their bodies, and at the same time that we allow this and even support it as supporting the sanctity of life, which is absurd. If we supported the sanctity of life, we would certainly not be in Afghanistan and Iraq. We would certainly not be talking about going into Iran or Syria. The sanctity of life means we value life. It means we don't let people starve in our streets. They don't die without even basic fundamental health care that every other industrialized nation in this world gives its citizens. Don't tell me about sanctity of life. What they're really doing is withdrawing all empowerment from women. And at the same time, they've got us standing over here and have successfully taught us to point our fingers at the Mideast and say, oh, look how horrible they are to their women. The women can't drive without a man in the car. The women have to wear burqas. Can you believe that? And yet we are not raising a ruckus about the fact that all these white men in suits are telling us that we cannot have what is legal in this country, which is abortion. Abortion is nothing other than making a decision that is between us and God. Even God says, judge not. We are not supposed to be pointing our fingers at other people for the decisions they make. For the most moral of reasons, we cannot sit in their shoes. We cannot understand where they're coming from. We do not know the tragedies that have occurred in their lives. Thus, we would be wise to stay out of it. Allow the decisions to be made between a woman and God and her healthcare provider, just as women allow men, may I use that word? Heck no, women don't allow men anything. Men just do or don't do. We have to be allowed. That right there should tell us how contorted society is and how slanted to make this U.S. society a man's world, not a world of equals, with individuals each having their gifts to give, something vital to contribute, great intelligence to provide and to share, wisdom to pass down. We need to acknowledge the vital importance of each individual and allow each individual to be free, to do what they need to do, to be in control of their own lives as far as possible, as long as they are not hurting us. To protect our own life and limb, we may have to take action against another. But what we're seeing now is a strange and horrible thing. In fact, on the news last night, I heard it for the first time. Guess what they're expecting at the Republican National Convention in Tampa? They're not expecting protesters, which is what we used to hear. Nope. They've changed it. They are gearing up for anti-government anarchists. Now, that's the thing that's so scary about labeling. As soon as you hear labels or easy terms for things, you gotta perk up your ears and say, uh-oh, what are they really trying to make us feel about this? When people pass a label on like that, what they're trying to do is get you to have an emotional reaction to whatever they're saying. So The anarchists are going to descend there. All that does is make it much easier when the time comes and you see the clubs come out and you see the people shoved to the ground or pepper sprayed or mistreated or hit over the head. It makes it easier for you to say to yourself, oh, well, it was just anarchists, anti-government anarchists, instead of saying, hey, these guys were protesting. That's part of our constitutional right. Have we forgotten our First Amendment rights of free speech, right of assembly, right to practice our own religion? Quit cramming whatever your beliefs are about religion and morality down the throats of other people. And for God's sakes, let's not make this part of our own government. We don't need a government that tells us we must all share the same religious views. If a person has a religious view that they find abortion to be sinful or wrong or the taking of a life, then they need to act on that by refraining from having one. And I can say this as a person who never had an abortion and has had children. But I am also saying that it is not within our right to cram those beliefs down anyone else's throat. And I'll tell you what, as a person who has worked in the field of child care and child abuse and neglect in the legal system of this country, I can tell you it is far preferable to see a woman who knows she cannot parent, cannot provide for a child who somehow got pregnant, because it happens, folks, it happens a lot. People get pregnant, that is not their intent, whether it's through rape or whether it's not through rape. Women get pregnant, but they should not be forced to have a child they do not want or they cannot care for. When you have an abortion, and that is not yet anything more than cells that have not yet developed nerve endings, thus feels no pain, that's the time to say, no, I cannot do this. If people believe religiously that there is a soul there and it's a life, souls are eternal. You cannot kill a soul. So that argument just falls flat on its face. Leave these things to God. Even the great saints were all in dispute over when does life really begin. All we have to do is take care of ourselves and do the best we can to be the best people we can, however we can, whenever we can, wherever we are. So we need to get out of each other's lives that way. As I said, abortion is far preferable to having a child come into this world. And I just saw this yesterday on TV, a little girl, 3 years old, who was shaken so severely, she'll have brain damage for life. Children are killed at an alarming rate by their parents. People are frustrated right now. A lot of people don't have money. A lot of people don't have parenting skills. So many children, even in my own neighborhood, around the same block, are abused by their parents horribly. You can't say any life, no matter how horrible, is better than no life. If you didn't exist, you would not be missing it. If you live and you are being beaten and you are being hurt and you are being starved and you are being mistreated and you are being belittled and you are being destroyed and damaged as a human being, that matters. So if we truly have compassion, we need to get out of each other's lives. We also need to be aware of the fact that you cannot possibly be for the GOP right now, with the way it has been taken over by the far right, the extreme in the Tea Partiers, the extreme religious right, the extreme conservative right. You cannot be for them and at the same time be for yourself. They are going to destroy what is left of this country. No more unions, no more roads, no more public education. Everything will be privatized. The prisons will be privatized, which means, guess what? They want to fill them, so watch out what you do or don't do, and what becomes law and what becomes lawless. If things are privatized, profit becomes the only motive. And they're trying to privatize everything, from the post office to the prisons to the schools. If you care about this country, read more. And for God's sakes, do not vote for the people who are out to take the very last drop of blood you have in you. So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.